step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Let's roll. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the Podcasters, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. A lot of stuff to unpack on the program midweek right now. College football getting real. College football playoff rankings released on Tuesday night. And really nothing to really, you know, rage about. These teams are going to play each other. Everything's going to fall into place. I really don't care about the college football playoff rankings, to be honest with you. You can manufacture, you know, talk radio debate about, well, this team should be 7th and this team should be 11th and this team should be 9th, but whatever. There's still a couple of weeks left. We still have 2 weeks left of regular season play. And we still have the conference championship game. So what the bracket looks like right now will not be the bracket in a couple of weeks. We'll let it play itself out. We'll keep our eye on the Lane Kiffin situation. For the record, Lane Kiffin denied that that Mississippi gave him an ultimatum by November the 28th. We got a big game with the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. Big game for the Bills as the New England Patriots keep winning, and the Patriots' schedule is pretty soft, you know, to finish the season, quite frankly. The Patriots have two losable games against the Buffalo Bills and against the Baltimore Ravens. And other than that, I don't think the Patriots, and I'm not even saying the Patriots are guaranteed to lose those two games, but if you are the Buffalo Bills, the division is not out of sight yet. You just need to keep winning. You need to beat New England when you play New England, and then boom, New England loses to Baltimore after that, and suddenly the Bills are in first place. But the Bills have to avoid stumbling, and the Houston Texans have given them problems in the past. Davis Mills will be the starting quarterback. Ian Cameron steps up, and then we got the Ranger and Cam Stewart. Papano, how you doing? First time we've spoken since the Grey Cup. I'm going through CFL withdrawals. You know, I'm always sad when the CFL season ends, and I know you must be as somebody that goes to the games every couple of weeks as a season ticket holder with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It's always it's always depressing when the CFL season's over.
Yeah, it is. It's always a bit of a, and I'm a little under the weather. Apologies to everyone listening. But, you know, you look at this situation here with the Saskatchewan-Montreal game. It's like finality. It's like, you know what? CFL is a big part of my, really big part of my life from June to November. You're going to the Ticat games, you know, 9 regular season home games plus the playoff game. There's a lot of instances where even with my season ticket group, we're getting together to watch the Ticat games on the road, even when they're not playing in Hamilton, just to watch them somewhere. So, yeah, it's a big part of, you know, the summer. And when the season ends, it's tough. And, you know, it's going to be several months away before you see it again. But, you know, congratulations to Saskatchewan. You know, they were just better start to finish. Their defense played outstanding. They forced multiple turnovers. I give Davis Alexander all the credit for gutting that one out. You could tell he just battled right till the very end through that hamstring. And you could tell right on that last drive, you know, when they were trying to tie it, that he re-aggravated it again. But, you know, warrior-like mentality right till the finish. And for Trevor Harris, the guy that's been in the league for 12 years as a CFL quarterback, finally get a Grey Cup championship at 39 years old for the first time as a starting quarterback. You like to see stuff like that.
Yeah, Trevor Harris is a good guy. And as you stated, you know, I'm not a fan of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, but they have likable players, like, and their coach, you know, Corey Mace is a cool dude, great coach. Ouellette, same thing, plays hard, represents the CFL well. Trevor Harris, class act, represents the CFL well. So, you know, it is what it is. I've got no issues with it, but I'm just sad that, there's no more games moving forward. And it must even be worse, actually, too. But, you know, Hamilton's a little different because, you know, you're close to Toronto. You're not really like, you know, you're not isolated or anything like that in Hamilton. But the fact is, I mean, the Ticats kind of are Hamilton to Banjo. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real. I mean, they are the sports team. Like in Vancouver, yeah, it sucks. Like, yeah, the BC Lions aren't playing anymore, but the Whitecaps are in the playoffs this week. You know, BC Place is sold out, 53,000 people. The Canucks are average, but we've got the Canucks. And so for CFL towns that only have kind of CFL football, I mean, look, a lot of this, you know, a couple of the cities, who do, you know what? I guess I'm thinking about it right now. It's just Saskatchewan and Hamilton, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. Saskatchewan and Hamilton are the only two CFL cities that just have CFL. There's no NBA, yeah. MLB, NHL. Yep.
Don't have the NHL, huh? Exactly. You know, like that. So, but like I said, Hamilton, you guys are weird because you all hate the Argos, but a lot of people are Leaf fans in Hamilton.
Yes, that's the way it works. And there's a lot of Hab fans, though, in Montreal, too, or in Hamilton as well.
And Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of Leaf fans. Leafs are the majority, I would say, Leaf fans in the city of Hamilton. But there's some Habs fans. There's some Detroit fans. You know, there's actually some Red Sabre fans, of course, you know, just down the QEW. But yeah, for the majority, people here like Leaf fans, like the Leafs here in this city. Although there's rumblings that Hamilton might be getting an AHL team in the next couple of years, but hasn't been officially announced yet.
What's the team in Hamilton now? Do you have a hockey team?
There isn't, actually. Well, no. There's the Junior B team, the Junior A team, the Kilty Bees, but there used to be the Hamilton Bulldogs, but they're in Brantford now.
Yeah, Gabe, the they used to have the Dukes League. Of Hamilton and the OHL and whatever. Like, yeah, Hamilton doesn't even have, like, an OHL. Like, it's crazy. Like, for a sports hotbed, you'd think they'd have more.
It's because of the fact they're in the process of rebuilding Cops Coliseum. It's going to be TD Coliseum now, and it's just about to open. You know, with the first event, and that's probably going to be, it's going to attract, you know, the ability to get an AHL team in here is that new arena, that refurbished, renovated Cops Coliseum that's about to open.
Yeah, I think AHL hockey is the way to go for Hamilton. Listen, they could, you know, they could sell tickets for an NHL team, but that's never going to happen. But yeah, you know, there's always been, I mean, it's one of those markets in which it's always changing, right? I mean, like you said, Babano, I mean, just off the top of my head, like you said, you had the Hamilton Bulldogs. Also, I mean, the Montreal Canadiens used to be the Hamilton Bulldogs.
Yep.
The Montreal Canadiens AHL team was in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they've had so many different leagues, teams, this, and nothing really seems to stick, but it seems to me that the AHL be best. Problem for Hamilton is now, and a lot of these sort of former AHL-type cities, is the modern NHL team wants their AHL team in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they want the quick call up, right? Like, they want the quick call up. They want to be able to, like, okay, we need guys for practice and stuff. Like, right. Like the that's why the Leafs, like, it's perfect for them, right? Their AHL team's down the street from their arena.
Very convenient. Right? Oh, no doubt.
Vancouver Canucks, same thing. Vancouver Canucks moved their team to Abbotsford a couple of years ago. Right? It's close. It's like, boom, we need a player. Boom, he's an hour away. It's not this, well, you know what? He's got to get on a plane and he's not going to be able to get here on time. Like, and it's also a lot for practicing. Like I said, like, NHL teams are short bodies often, you know, during the long season and stuff. So they can, you know, if you're the Leafs and you're not, like, now, I guarantee you, like, the Leafs are so shorthanded. I guarantee you there's a lot of dudes on the Marlies that have been in practices and are just sort of filling in this and that and stuff. Sort of like when we were kids. You know what I mean? You get called up. I remember when I was in Adam, they were like, dude, the midget goalie didn't show up. They're like, we know they're like 4 years older than you, but we think you can handle it. I was all stoked. I was like, don't worry, guys. I got this. I got the big call
it's
up.
The best. Yes.
I got a shout-out, too. I didn't finish that many shots, but I was like, I remember I got really cocky, too. I was like, man, these guys aren't any better. Like, these guys don't get it. Like,
yeah.
It gave me a lot of confidence, actually, after. Because after, I was like, man, playing against a bunch of 16-year-olds, I'm only 12. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't feel like I was in over my head type of deal.
Yeah, I got called up, Gabe, for the Mississauga North Stars when a buddy of mine beat up a ref. He got 20 games. I'm surprised back then you'd be actually probably never play again. But yeah, no, it's awesome. When you get, back in the old days, you used to get called up. It was awesome. Yeah. They don't, I don't understand one thing though, Babana. Why did they move Hamilton to Brantford then in the OHL, the Brampton Bulldog, because of the facilities?
Well,
Brantford,
it was because they were rebuilding Copps Coliseum, okay, or First Ontario Credit Union.
And the junior team didn't do well. Like, let's call it off what it is.
No,
let's
it wasn't.
Be real. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I said AHL, guys, because
Definitely more of a pro hockey city. Pro hockey, exactly, don't support it. They always supported the Hamilton Bulldogs when they were the American Hockey League team. They did a better job supporting it than they did the junior team that was here. So that's the plan, is to get an AHL team. I'm hearing it could be Bridgeport moving just the Islanders AHL affiliate because they're not doing well in Bridgeport, New York right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I was going to say, what team? Like, you know, it would have to be some sort of someone in the geographical area. Like, you're not becoming a Seattle Kraken team. You know what I mean? No. Like, I sort of have to be like, it had to be an East Coast team. So I was like, well, the Leafs ain't leaving. The Leafs got, like, look at the Canadiens. A good example. Same thing. They built their stuff in Laval, which is a city outside of Montreal. Like, it's its own city, but it's Montreal, essentially. Right? Yes. You cross a bridge, whatever, but. It's their
own. The intention, Cam, was to bring Brantford Bulldogs back, actually, to Hamilton once TD Coliseum was ready to open. But
you already got the Niagara Ice Dogs, which is kind of close too. So there's a couple.
But then Zach Hyman and his crew ended up becoming the owners of the team, and they decided, hey, we're going to keep it in Brantford.
I watched. I like to see it all. It was actually pretty good. I actually enjoyed it, but I didn't see like every part of the series. One of those deals where I kind of jumped in. I was flicking around. I'm like, oh, it was the Jim Balsillie story. So like they did like it's like a CBC movie type of thing, but it's really well done. And it's like, you know, there's been documentaries and stuff like that on him, but there's a really funny scene in it in which he storms into the NHL head office and like, I can buy the whole goddamn league and I can do this and I can do that and stuff. And like, and how the board of governors and the NHL basically like shunned him, and he didn't have the money, you know, for all the criticism of Gary Bettman and stuff like that. BlackBerry was about to implode. So it would have been a disaster, but it's crazy. Like that whole story with Hamilton and how, you know, they wanted to get an NHL team, but you know, like I said, there's a lot of hypocrisy. Like, people think in Canada that people support hockey. People are like, oh, you know what? Canadians love hockey. It's very deceptive, that, right? They don't love hockey in the same way people in Texas love football, right? They like pro hockey. Like, how many junior markets are diehard?
I would say, Gabe, Montreal loves junior hockey in the West.
London, like, Knights, Montreal, Belleville, like Belleville's
they don't.
Montreal could give two craps. About
really?
Hockey. Yeah.
Yeah. I would assume, like, with all the teams they have in the queue, like, you know, they the small towns, they'd be into it. Like, outside of
the that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Rowan or Noranda and these towns and stuff that are in the Quebec, you know, Rimouski, that are in the Quebec Major Junior. That's like 12 hours, Kevin. Hours from Montreal.
Quebec's huge.
Like, it's like a different country. It has nothing to do with Montreal. No, people only care about the Montreal Canadiens in Montreal. Like, they don't care. Like, they just don't care. Like, dude, they had a team called the Rocket. They figured, oh, you know what? Let's put the Rocket's name on it, like, for Rocket Richard. And they even played at the arena and stuff, the Rocket Richard Arena. And, dude, they got, like, 2,000 people.
Wow.
You can't get people in pro towns to go to junior hockey. Like, the Vancouver Giants do okay. But they play in Langley. They don't actually play in Vancouver. And Langley is like same thing. It's like an hour away. It's its own world. Like, it's not
a good point.
It's not Vancouver. It's like they have their own team type of deal. So I'm saying, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I know they're into it in Windsor, London.
London, big time.
There's, but look, I was watching this. I'm going to bring this up. I was going to ask you, Babano, and I don't know. I don't think you're doing it, Cam, but I don't think you do either, actually, Babano, but I'm starting to bet the CHL hockey leagues. So
very good.
Yeah, like last night, I went 1-1 last night. Got a little cocky. It was funny. It was the old Guelph Kitchener rivalry camp.
Storm Rangers. So
I jumped in. I'm like, oh, man. And Kitchener were like -280 or something. And I was like, man, they have the same record. They're both like 10-7 or whatever on the season. I know the rivalry. Hell, I was there for it. Like, so I was like, man, I know like this is a big rivalry game. I took the puck and a half. I ended up getting burnt on an empty netter. Kitchener won 3-1, but I won last night with the Brandon Wheat Kings. And I took the Wheat Kings against the Medicine Hat Tigers. And we won the game 6-4 there. So, yeah, I'm getting into this. Do you bet, you and Alex, you guys, the ice guys, do you hit NCAA hockey, Babano, or the CHL hockey?
Not yet. Maybe later in the season. It's just because there's so much else going on with football and basketball and NHL as it is. If there's definitely edges, if you're following it and you're keeping on top of things, there's definitely going to be opportunities. So
the Lions
say
are juiced for favorites, Babano. Gabe, you know that too. It's nuts. Like, you go on these sites and it's like, whoa, man, it's like wild stuff.
Yeah, it's very difficult to bet the superior teams in the junior leagues, especially. Very
difficult. It depends. I don't know. Like, yesterday there was like four games on the board. The highest one was like 250, 280, whatever. Like, Kitchener were favored. There were a lot of 200s. Let me see, like, today. I'm betting this at Bet Online. I believe Bet99 has CHL hockey as well. But there's been times where I've looked and they've had selective games type thing. You know what I mean? Like, Bet365 never has junior hockey.
Pinnacle's good for junior hockey too.
I don't know. I'm not on Pinnacle anymore. They used to many years ago. I don't think they still have it personally. It's sort of hit or miss, like with the junior hockey, with the books. So I'm looking right now. Like I said, Bet Online is pretty good. Like, they're pretty hardcore. Like, they've got every AHL game, OHL game, Q game, WHL game. And we got the PWHL that actually starts on Friday as well. But yeah, like today there's a couple of games in the Quebec League. And it's like, what are the lines here? The Moncton Wildcats are -210 against the Sherbrooke Phoenix. See, I would fail that. I would not have known the team in Sherbrooke was named Phoenix. Halifax Mooseheads. Everybody knows Halifax Mooseheads. -103 against the Rempart de Quebec. Patrick Waugh's team. -127. You see what I'm saying? Like, their lines are kind of standard. St. John Sea Dogs, -150. The Charlottetown Islanders. Man, even like matters.
See how the team names have changed. It's like, what?
Charlottetown never had a team before. PEI has a team now. Like, good for them, though. Like, that's the thing. PEI never has any sports teams. Rimouski and Drummondville. The Voltigeur. I got invited to the Voltigeur training camp as a free agent, though, undrafted. Drummondville Voltigeur. -200. So I've always sort of been a Drummondville fan because of that. I'm like, they're the only team that ever sent me an invite. Yeah, so I'm like, how do I not have an affiliate, a soft spot for the Voltigeur to Drummondville? -200 against Sidney Crosby's old team, Rimouski. So like I said, you know, kind of standard lines here. I'm going to dig into these games after the podcast, guys. So follow me on X. I'll post the picks. Although last night I posted a bunch of picks, and in typical idiot fashion, half the games I posted are today.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be honest, like, BetOnline's font is very hard to read. It's very like the letters aren't big enough. And I sort of saw, there's three games. And I was like, I put the bets in too. And I realized, I'm like, one of them is tomorrow. And I caught in that I bet another game that was tomorrow. Like, I'm already in on the Calgary Hitmen tonight, which I think is the best name in hockey. You just can't top that. Calgary Hitmen.
No, what I don't understand, Gabe, quickly. Like, I'm going through FanDuel right now. They have Swedish League, Austrian, Czech, Danish, Finnish, German DEL, Norwegian, whatever. But they have the PWHL, but no OHL, WHL, QMN. Like, that's kind of thing. You have all these leagues in Europe, but you don't have junior hockey in Canada? What's the deal?
Well, those leagues in Europe are men's leagues.
Yes, I know. But why wouldn't you have like the leagues in Canada?
Because they're teenagers.
Like, some books. Like, I'm surprised the bigger books don't do it.
No. Like, basically, it's only the sort of offshore, shadier.
Shadier.
Type. Not shadier, but
smaller.
Yeah, like a pub. Put it this way. Publicly, people don't like it. Like, people think it's somehow, like, wrong or something, right? Hmm. Like, the lottery, the OLG did it. I don't know if you remember, Ben. Okay. Yeah, the Ontario OLG took junior hockey bets. It didn't last long. Like, you know, they did it for like a month and stuff, and people caught on and were mad. And we're like, for the love of God, like, they're 15 and 16 years old. Like, what are you doing?
Put it's pretty hypocritical, on it. Though. It's hypocritical. Like, they're, you know what I mean? They're playing at a high level. Like, why can't you bet this stuff? Like, that's the thing. Like,
the same argument people have made with the Little League World.
Yeah, yeah. But also, it's incredibly easy to fix. So, like, if I was a sports book, you know what I mean? You take bets on it, but there's limits on it. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But they're 15-year-old kids, Cam, 16-year-old kids. It's not exactly hard to get to a 16-year-old kid.
No, like, I totally get it, but make it a circled bet, like wrestling or anything else. You have bet limits. That's fine. You don't have to.
Yeah, but like I said, publicly, the best way of putting it, when I said shadier, not shadier, but private books don't care. Bet Online doesn't care. Like, you bet online, you can bet on, like, whether they're going to bomb Ukraine or not type of stuff. Like, they don't have any ethics or morals. like, they're just taking bets on stuff, right? You get publicly traded companies. Bet365 has a publicly traded company. Like, so they don't want to be involved in stuff. FanDuel, same thing. Like, it's junior sports. It's, put it this way, it's the equivalent of, like, high school football. That's what this is. Like, this junior hockey stuff is, you know, and you never see a mainstream sports book take high school football lines, but you'll see offshores do it. There are lines, right? Bookies are taking it. There's always a scene. There's a big bookie scene in L.A. on the high school basketball scene, and there's numbers and stuff, right? But mainstream books aren't going to do it. But like I said, Bet Online, they have a crazy amount of like different leagues, props and stuff. It is a pretty wild book because they really don't have any. They don't have to listen to anybody. They can just kind of take bets on whatever the hell they want to take bets on. So I want to get some basketball, football, Babano, but any hockey for you tonight, Babano, you want to share on the Wednesday night NHL card?
Yeah, this is not a great card. I'll admit, I like Minnesota actually a little bit. You know, I think they're worth a shot as a home underdog tonight. They lost a very close game to Carolina just recently, 4-3. I thought they played well enough to win that game. Of course, there's still no Jacob Slavin on the blue line for Carolina. They've been battling a lot of injuries on the on defense here early in the season. Minnesota's starting to play better. They've won 4 of their last 5 games, and they're going to go with their phenom in net, the guy that they think is going to be their future number one goalie, Jesper Falstead.
He's
and this
awesome.
Guy has notched back-to-back shutouts against Anaheim and Calgary, and he's stopped 89 of his last 91 shots coming into this game tonight. So he's playing quite well. Minnesota's actually beaten Carolina 3 of the last 4 times they've hosted the Hurricanes here in Minnesota. So I think at this price, you can make a case to take a shot with Minnesota.
What are you looking at in the NHL, Cam?
I agree with Babano on Minnesota. Also, I like the under 6.5 with Boston and Anaheim. Recently, the Ducks have been playing more defensive, Gabe. I like the Ducks to win, but that price on FanDuel is -178 now, so I got to find another way to attack it. Calgary and Buffalo, if you can find a 6, I'm seeing 6.5s everywhere. 6 would be nice, but probably over in that game. No defense. Buffalo is actually scoring goals coming off a 5-1 win over the Oilers as well, but I'm with Babano. +138, the Wild looks really good to me right now. They're playing better.
I kind of like the last night on the podcast and yesterday on the show, on the TV show and stuff, I talked about the Blackhawks. I didn't understand the line at +100. Oh, because Spencer Knight wasn't playing.
We went 3-0, Gabe. You won with the Blackhawks. Leafs got it done in overtime, and McInnes picked the Vegas Golden Knights. 3-0 on the show for us.
Yeah, but good stuff. So the Blackhawks, Soderblom's good. I mean, man, the guy stopped 45 and 46. The other night, and the Blackhawks have been playing well, so I didn't understand that. Like, that was a ridiculously, that might have been the worst line of the year, actually. A Calgary Flame team that is terrible, and then it lost 4 of 5 against the Blackhawk team that has been rolling. Like, they have won game, you know, yeah, they lost a game the other day in overtime, 4-3 or whatever, but like, they've been rolling. They're now like 5-1 in their last 6 games, and it was +100. Now you get the Calgary Flames, played last night. Now they're in Buffalo tonight. The NHL schedule is whacked. I brought it up last week when we were talking hockey because of the Olympics. There's all these back-to-backs, and it's a tough, like, it's a wild schedule these guys are playing. So now Calgary's in Buffalo tonight, but, man, it's hard to lay 55 cents with the Buffalo Sabres, Babano, right, as a favorite. But they should win this game.
They should. I think team total is the way you bet it. I've said this often. These moderate favorites, I'd much rather take the team total, trust them to score four goals. I think Buffalo can do that here because it's going to be Devin Cooley who's going to get the start here for Calgary in net. He's actually played better than I expected, but still, he's just been a guy that's been bounced around between the American League and the NHL the last few years, and certainly the rest advantage for Buffalo. Buffalo's actually played some good hockey at home. So Sabre team total over 3.5 is probably the way I would bet it.
You know what's weird about the Flames, guys? I talked about it last night. Like, the Flames played the Blackhawks last night, and the Blackhawks are actually the big under team between the two of them, which is bizarro world because the Calgary Flames can't score. Like, they literally cannot score. I know they scored a couple of goals last night, but they can't score. So, but somehow their games go over because they're giving up too many goals. And I like Dustin Wolf and stuff, but he's already getting worn out. Like, his save percentage is like 896 right now. It's tough if you can't get ambushed every night. Eventually it's going to catch up to you, but the Calgary Flames are terrible. This came up yesterday. I was talking with someone. What do you think, Babano? Do you think Kadri gets dealt? Do you think the Flames are going to blow things up? Because a lot of teams want Nazem Kadri, but he doesn't want to get traded. He likes Calgary. But I think it's going to get so bad that he'll probably say, you know what? All right, I'll go. But he's not demanding to get traded. But that's something to keep your eye on, Babano, moving forward.
He'll get
on the NHL market.
Yeah, he'll get dealt. He's saying now he loves Calgary and that. And he does. I'm sure he does. But at the same point in time, the team is going to absolutely be wanting to move him. They know the season's probably not going anywhere.
No, but he's not just saying he likes Calgary to like for PR purposes.
No.
He likes it.
Yeah.
Like, he likes it there. He likes his family there. His kids are happy. He's happy. Think about it, guys. He played in Toronto, and he brought a lot upon himself. You know, he was a cocky kid and stuff, and he was polarizing and whatever. But he was a media magnet. There's always, you know what I mean? He was a media magnet. And now he's in Calgary. No one cares. Like, he can, you know what I mean? There's no pressure. He's just happy. He's making money. He's playing hockey. You know, he's like, oh, I'll make the Flames good on my own. I don't want to leave. So that's my whole thing. Everyone's talking about Kadri, but I'm not so sure he leaves. I think he might say, no, I don't want to get traded. Right. And he has that right. So that's something. And, you know, another thing is, too, the Ducks are -180 tonight, too. You talked about the under, Cam, but. Man, the Ducks have been trendy, but man, it's getting high.
Think about Boston, Gabe. They got a lot of injuries heading to that game. I would never lay 80 cents with the Ducks. I think they win. I'm trying to find another way to attack it. And I think Boston, with all the guys banged up, they can't get into a race with Anaheim. That's why 6.5 might be a little
too high. One of those games you see if Boston, Anaheim falls behind. And if Anaheim falls behind, you bet them live.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Boston have been one of the bigger surprises in the National Hockey League this year. Nobody expected them to be 12-9 on the season. I'm not going to say, oh, I thought they would be 12-9, but I didn't think they were going to be terrible like people thought. Like, they actually, the Bruins need to, like, start over a bit. Like, they need to get younger and stuff. So, and, you know, it all comes down to Swayman, too. I mean, he didn't have a good year last year. Canadians continue their struggles. But one team that's not struggling, I want to throw this out there for the bettors out there, like to play the future. So our big play was Missouri over. We finally got there. It wasn't easy, but 7-3. So we hit the over, and we just got paid for that yesterday. And the Toronto Raptors, great story, the Toronto Raptors this year. Nobody believed in the Raptors. Oh, it's not going to work, and they're going to trade R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett sucks, and he's not going to fit in with Brandon Ingram, and the players are all too similar, and there's only one basketball and all this. There was so much negativity about the Raptors coming into the year. But some smart basketball people said, you know what, if this team stays healthy, they could be a play-in team. Well, forget about a play-in team. I think this team could legitimately win the division. Like, I'm dead serious. The Philadelphia 76ers are flaky. They're always injured. Maxey is a stud. Embiid can't be counted on. Paul George can't be counted on and stuff. I don't fear them. Like, they're, you know, you want to live in the past, fine, live in the past. I don't fear them. Brunson's hurt for the Knicks. If he gets hurt again, their season's done. They can't win without Brunson, point blank. Like, the way the Knicks are built, they're very deep and stuff, but they're so reliant. I guess Karl-Anthony Towns becomes the guy, but they're not the same team, obviously. And there's so many damn bad teams in the division, and there's so many bad teams in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors team total was 39.5 coming into the year. I guess it was 40.5 in some spots, depending, you know, so 30, let's call it 39.5, 40, whatnot. They're 44.5 right now. They're 44.5. They're 9-5. And they've only played 5 home games. Right? So you look at the Raptors and moving forward, and you look at their schedule, guys. They play a lot of bad basketball teams, like just one night after another. They have the Sixers tonight, big game for them, because the Sixers are good, and if they're as good as I'm saying they are, the Raptors, then they beat the Sixers tonight. But after that, they get the Wizards at Raptors, Nets at Raptors, Cavaliers at Raptors, Pacers at Raptors, Raptors at Hornets, Raptors at Knicks, Trailblazers at Raptors. All right, then they get the Lakers, but then it's the Hornets again, right? And then it's the Bucks without Giannis, and the Celtics aren't the same. I know you talk a lot of NBA, Babano, with your boys there. I got to tell you, man, the Raptors, I don't think they're going to be great as a favorite role, as we saw them the other night, where it's like, oh, they got to win by 9 now and stuff. That's a dangerous spot for them, but that's why I like this win total bet, because they're going to be – the Raptors, guys, they're going to be favored by like 10 points every night soon moving forward against all these bad teams, Babano. I love the Raptors over 44.5, but I don't suggest like running to the window to lay the Raptors as favorites, though.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Yeah, they're a good underdog. They will be a good underdog. They've been a good underdog this year, and they're playing. They're very good defense. They swarm the basketball. Scotty Barnes' defense has been great. You look at the block shot to preserve the win against Charlotte the other night. I've been impressed with Colin Murray Boyles, the rookie. Mamu, as they call him, Mamu Kalashvili, has been very good for them. Offensively, rebounding. Not great defensively, but he's there for offense. He's there for rebounding in the paint. He's able to give you that. I've been impressed. And obviously, of course, it goes without saying, RJ Barrett, they thought he was going to get moved. They worried about chemistry with him on the court with this fit, and it looks like it's been fine.
They didn't. People did.
People did. Yeah. People did.
The thing about the Gabe, the Raptors, I love your play. And this team, you know, when you go to a bar with a bunch of old white guys and they're saying, put the Raptors game on the sound instead of the Leafs, things are changing. They're a fun team to like. Oh, I love the way their young players are playing. And look at the balance too. Ingram 21, Barnes 19, Barrett 19, Quickly 16. Like, they got so many guys that, you know, that can score, that can play together. It looks like they have good team chemistry. Like, they like each other. I love your bet.
The one thing with the Raptors that I didn't think that personally, like I said, people said the Raptors like their lineup. They're the ones that put it together. I had my reservations about it personally as well, just in that, you know, how is this all going to work? What is Brandon Ingram going to bring to the table? We've only really seen Brandon Ingram with the Pelicans before, and the Pelicans don't play defense. Right. So, you know, is he going to fit into this system? He didn't play at all. So I understand why people had their, you know, their question marks. But Ingram has been just better than I think even the Raptors thought he was going to be, in the sense that he does play defense. He's not like, he's very, you know, he looks aloof, right? He looks like he doesn't care. He's got like, he just looks like he's stoned all the time, and he's kind of laid back and stuff. But they haven't had a go-to guy. Scotty Barnes is a great player, but Scotty Barnes isn't that guy where it's like, listen, There's 15 seconds left. We're going to inbound the ball, and we want you to take the shot. You got to take it to the rack, and get on the free throw line, or you got like SGA type. Like, you got to create here, right? Like, he's not a creator. RJ Barrett, same thing. RJ Barrett's a really good player, man, right? Like, he's going to give you 18, 20 points a night and stuff, but it's not like, all right, listen, we're down three. We got 13 seconds left. Give the ball RJ Barrett. He'll tie the game for us. That's not their thing, right? Brandon Ingram, that is his thing. And I love that Barnes and everybody on the team has acknowledged it. And you see, like the other night, it was two nights ago against Charlotte. What happened? Game was on the line, final possession. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? They inbounded the ball. They got it to Ingram. Everybody got out of the way, and Ingram scored. Right, they've got that score now.
That
right?
closer, if you will, that every great team in the playoffs and the close.
Yeah, like, and it's not even like an insult against Barnes and Barrett. It's like, listen, you guys are more well-rounded than him. You can argue you're better. Like, Barnes is better than Ingram, but this is what Ingram does. He did this at Duke Babano. The kid's been a scorer his whole life. You know what I mean? This is what he does. Like, he has no fear. He'll take the shot, right? And he's a better offensive player than Barrett and Barnes is. That, and it's just amazing, like Cam said, and Shed said it, and you got Quickly. Their chemistry is good, but they all talked about not having egos. They're like, we don't care about like who's the guy or who's this or that.
Yep.
We want to win, and we want the Raptors to, like, we want to shock the world. Like, they're really in it together, this team. So, like I said, 44.5 is the win total. It's 44.5 in every book, pretty much. The only difference is, a good example is, like, people will rip Bet365, the commercial and all that, but Bet365 has the Raptors 44.5 plus 100. Bet Online is a respected sort of, more with the sharp people. Oh, yeah, Bet Online's great. Bet Online has the Raptors 44.5 minus 115. So this is one, this is why I'm starting to, like, I'm like, I got to get more books. Like, I bet so much, like, I'm with these prices and stuff. Like, I'm, if I'm putting $1,000 on the Raptors over 44.5 plus 100 and minus 115 is a big difference.
Think of it as a grocery store, Gabe. Some people, you get
it's $150.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. So, like that sometimes.
Why would I bet somewhere where I know I'm going to get $150?
Yeah, you got to shop around.
So I'm like, all right, I'll get 150 more. But we love the Raptors over 44 and a half. All right, but Pat, before we get you out of here, football picks, what do you got this week? What are you looking at? We got the Bills and Texans up to 6 right now on Thursday. Colts and Chiefs, big game, man. Massive game for the Kansas City Chiefs, laying 3.5 points at home against the visiting Colts. Vikings and Packers is another big one. Vikings getting 6.5. In Green Bay. The NFL cards are starting to get more interesting right now. We got the Buccaneers and the Rams. What do you like this week in the NFL, Babano?
Yeah, I like Seattle team total over 26.5. You could lay the 13.5 too, but I'd prefer the team total. I think Sam Darnold, it's a bounce back performance from him. He obviously had the tough day against the Rams, 4 interceptions. I actually came away from that game with Seattle is very impressed. I mean, you're not supposed to be minus 4 turnovers and still have a chance to win the game at the end, which speaks volumes about how that Seahawks defense played. They dug in, they gave themselves a chance. They actually did a solid job against Stafford. Now you play a lowly Tennessee Titans team that has struggled defensively against the better offenses. Every good offense that they have played this season, Indy, New England, Drake May, you name it, they've been able to put up points against them. So I like that team total over for the Seahawks in a bounce-back spot there. I have to lay the 10.5 with Detroit. I mean, what can you say about Dan Campbell and the Lions off a loss? Perfect 12-0 against the spread. Like, it's just insane. This team's just automatic off a loss. I am a bit concerned with this just because the Giants showed a little energy, a little life with the Mike Kafka debut as the interim coach against the Packers. I thought they played pretty well, made a nice account of themselves, but tough spot. Detroit's at home off that real bad offensive showing against Philadelphia on Sunday night. I think it's they've just been automatic how good they have been, and not just winning these games off a loss, but many of them have been by double digits. Many of them have been by a blowout type of margin. So I know Winston played okay against the Packers last week, going on the road against a you know, a very angry team coming off the Eagle game. I think Detroit probably could roll there.
What are you looking at, Cam, in the NFL?
I'm looking at a lot of things, Gabe. That line movement with Buffalo is kind of interesting. I was kind of thinking, you know, I'm going to take the Bills probably, and I know they haven't played the Texans. You know, they've given them fits, but I think they can win that game by a touchdown. I'm with Babano. I hate laying points, but I'm going to do it with Seattle. I think the Seahawks can go into Tennessee and absolutely murder them. A couple dogs that we're looking at, Morency. I don't know. I was basically trying to figure out what I'm going to do with this card early right now, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm actually going to take the Indianapolis Colts +3.5 against Kansas City. I think the Colts defensive line can keep this game close. If Kansas City wins, I think it's three or under. And I know people just assume the Chiefs are going to win this game, and Indianapolis is coming after a bye. I'm looking at that in my underdog. I don't care if it's Mason Rudolph, Steelers outright against the Bears.
The game that I've got my eye on and the game that I used as my survivor in the Bet Online second chance survivor. It's getting real now, right? Where there's not, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel for this survivor stuff. But as Babano stated, the Detroit Lions, so I'm going to use the Lions as my survivor pick this week. 12-0 off a loss, straight money. They generally drill teams off a loss as well. And like Babano said, yeah, the Giants showed some life last week, got a new spark. You fired a coach, and right, you get
it. It might
a new
just
quarter.
Be a one game bump, too. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah, and they still lost by 7, yeah. Right, against exactly. The Green Bay Packer team that is really depleted with injuries as well. The Lions are just a classic whatever, man. The Lions can't beat good teams. Like, I've given up on the Detroit Lions. I really have. Like, I've got no confidence in them whatsoever that they're going to the Super Bowl or anything like that. But against the New York Giants, they'll probably win like 44-10, right? They beat bad teams. This is what they do. And, yeah, like you said, they got a little spark last week, the Giants. But it's not just, like, the emotional stuff. They just won't be able to keep up. Detroit are a different team at home. They're a different team when they're coming off a loss. They're a different team when they play a bad team. And you look at their losses this year. They lost the opening game 27-13. The next week, they won 52-21. The next time they lost 30-17 in Kansas City. The next game, they beat Tampa Bay 24-9. They lost to Minnesota 27-24. The next game they beat Washington 44-22. So you get the theme here. Like Babano said, they win, then they lose, then they win the next game by double digits. That's just the way that it works. And like I said, I think it's the Giants are a good opponent for them. There'll be turnovers and whatnot. And you know, you got this little Giant. There's always controversy in New York, but Cam Scataboo, injured running back, so he's not playing. Cam Scataboo, so he's not playing, but he went to he was involved in Monday Night Raw the other night, so and it was set up, so like he's sitting in the front row and stuff, and Dominic Mysterio shoved him. So basically Giant fans and talk radio in New York are freaking out because this guy's hurt and he's not playing. Yet there he is on Monday Night Raw getting into it with Dominic Mysterio. Right? So that's the modern player.
Yep.
And Scataboo.
Can't tell him what to do or where to go. That's just the bottom line. Yeah.
Scataboo responded and said, you know, get a life. I'm trying to make have some fun in a bad situation. Of course, I'd rather be playing. I don't know. What do you think, Cam, with Scataboo going to Monday Night Raw?
I'm actually going to take the side of the player. You know what I mean? I know the Giants are investing in it. It was a horrible injury, but, you know, is it really going to end his career? I have no problem with it, Morency. Like, if the guy wants to have a little bit of fun, you know, I'm on Scatabo's side.
Babano?
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to call. Yeah, that's what happens when you're sick. But I don't have no problem. If he wants to go to Monday Night Raw, it's all good. You know, like I said, what are you going to do? You're going to tell him where to go, what to do while he's hurt? You can't do that. I'm okay.
Yeah,
with it.
I'm gonna take the side of the
corporation.
No, I'm gonna take the side of the public mob on this, and that it's a bad look. It's a bad look. You're on a terrible football team. Your coach just got fired. You're not there helping them, but you're at Monday Night Raw in the front row as part of a WWE skit with Dominic Mysterio. And like, I don't
George
like
Kittle
it.
Goes to WWE. It's okay for him because they're a good team. Is that, you know, that's the thing. It's okay for him.
Well, George Kittle's playing, though.
Now, yeah. He's hurt a lot.
There's a difference between not playing and playing.
Because he's injured factor. Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Like, you're injured. Like, you should be sad. Like, and I get it. You shouldn't be crying at church every day. But, like, you shouldn't, like, the giant organ. Like I said, guys, your coach just got fired, and you're out there, like, at wrestling. Like, I don't care if you go to a wrestling event if you're hurt. But if you're injured, like, he should have been effing smart enough.
He's getting involved in the show. That's the issue.
He's a dumbass, too, for, like, mouthing off back to people about it now. But, yeah, if you're Cam Scataboo, I got no problem with it. Yeah, I'm not saying the guy should be like, you know, oh, you're not allowed to leave your house and, like, not be happy and stuff. But you want to go to Monday Night Raw? You're a fan of wrestling? Go to Monday Night Raw. Sit in a luxury suite. You know what I mean? Like, fine. No one's telling you can't go out and to a movie or go out to Monday Night Raw if you want to. But don't, like, sit in the front row and obviously meet with the WWE. And he participated in a wrestling bit. Let's just call it out for what it is. Right? It was set up. Like, he participated in a WWE wrestling bit. While your coach just got fired a week ago, your team sucks, your team lost the day before again, and you're out there having fun at wrestling. I wouldn't like it. If I was a teammate, I'd be like, what the hell's wrong with this kid? Like, he's so oblivious to, and it's like, bro, you play for the New York Giants. It's going to become a story. And he should have told the WWE, listen, I'm going to come to the event, but I don't want to sit in the front row because I don't want to be on TV. He was sitting right behind, like, the play-by-play booth guys. So, like, he's on TV all night. So it's just going to piss people off. Like, he should have went to the event, sat up in a luxury suite.
Be in the nosebleeds and stay out of the way. Yeah.
No one even knows he's there, Babano, right? And the same thing happened with the running back. What was it? LeVar Ball. What was his name on the Jets? He used to be on the Jets and the Steelers. I can't believe.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. I said Lamar Ball.
Hey, got a lot of sports going on. Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was hurt. Same thing. Le'Veon Bell couldn't play for the Jets. So it was like on the Thursday or something. And it was announced he's not playing in a game on, I think it might've been a Saturday game too. And then later that night he was seen bowling. Thing is, like, he's a really good bowler. The guy bowls like 300 and stuff. So like the guy bowled 300 at a bowling alley, like in Brooklyn or something. And everybody knew because they were like, oh, my God, 300. They look over and they're, oh, my God, it's Le'Veon Bell. And they're like, aren't you hurt? Aren't you, like, you know, can't you? And, like, that's different because he said, yo, you got to chill out, man. He goes, I ain't skiing here. I went bowling. And he basically said, yeah, like, I can't play football, but it doesn't mean I can't bowl. So Scataboo kind of said the same thing about I didn't do anything. And, like, but it's the appearance, guys. Like, you're supposed to care. Right. You're supposed to care. Right. You're just supposed to. Well, I put it this way. You're supposed to pretend to care.
Yeah.
Yet the fact is they just don't. Everybody's in it for themselves. And Scataboo's thinking, oh, you know what? After football, maybe I can be in the WWE and I already got a relationship with it. Like everybody's just hustling all the time. And it's like, bro, you're an average running back and you're a rookie, too, like on a crap ass team. And you made it about yourself. That's, you know, like I said, guys, like from my perspective in the big picture, I understand why, like a lot of former Giant players are like Bill Parcells would like slap him upside the head for this. Put it that way, guys. You guys said, oh, no problem. All right. You think Bill Parcells would have liked that?
Probably not.
You think Bill Parcells would have liked it where we can't win. You're injured. You're not contributing. We drafted you, but you're at Monday Night Raw rolling around with Dominic Mysterio. Yeah, I don't think that'd go over well with a Bill Parcells or a Mike Ditka type.
Oh, no way. Definitely not with those guys.
Right? They'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you, kid? Yeah. They'd say the same thing. They'd say, get as drunk as you want, but do it like don't do it in like public. Don't sit in the front row and like, you know what I mean? You can't have fun. I know it sounds like crazy what I'm saying, but you can't have fun. Like, because people are going to get mad. So like, if you're going to have fun, do it privately, Cam. Like, Scataboo. Yeah. Like, that's the whole thing for Scataboo. Like, lesson learned. He should learn his lesson. And now another thing is, kid, everybody loved you before. Now not everyone loves you suddenly. And now next time you screw up, and it's New York, and I know them, Next time you screw up, it'll be like, oh, well, you know, too busy watching wrestling, huh? Like, you've created, like, you've given them an opening and you've given them something to work with to use against you.
Ammunition.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. It's like, dude, don't give them anything to use against you. It's New York, and it could get ugly quickly if they turn on you. But that's my take with that. It's not the crime of the century or anything like that, but I do think it was a stupid thing that he did. But people do stupid things all the time. And we'll have some stupid picks on the TV show tonight.
Yeah, we damn right.
Cam will be in for Wetzel. We'll be on at 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll have a ton of picks on the pickoff in game. And we got a big college basketball night tonight. All right. Thanks, Babano. Good luck with the ice, guys. We'll see you later tonight, Cam.
Good to be with you guys. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, Gabe, huge Illinois and Alabama game tonight. I'm surprised the line's gone down from 3.5. I see 2.5 on FanDuel. And Illinois should be a great game tonight, buddy. Awesome game.
Yeah, I like Illinois in that game personally. Illinois are kind of we talked about Illinois last week with Julio. Illinois are like a Team Europe type thing. They don't get national coverage because all their players are European for the most part, but they're badasses, and Illinois are dangerous. It is going to be a fun game, but I do like Illinois in that game. So our bet of the podcast today is Toronto Raptors over 44.5 wins. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.